I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Muslim Ladies. Like always, we're here to talk about women's issue. And once more, I have the honor to be your host. Well, this is Asma, and here with me, I have Sister Rehane. Well, actually, she's going to introduce herself pretty much perfectly for you. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome to Muslim Ladies.
Thank you very much, Sister Asma. I'm Rehane Paysapa, and I'm happy to be here with our dear listeners. I hope you have a wonderful day today.
Of course we would have. Since it's all ladies, then it's going to be wonderful. Well, just for the record, she is an Islamic researcher, and she works on ladies' issues and whatever that matters to us as ladies generally. So obviously, right now, if we compare women to even 50 years ago, we see a huge difference. Like 50 years ago, women were engaged in different sort of stuff, and their concerns were different from the women of today, the women that we are living with them. Like among my friends, I see a lot of girls who are young, and at the same time that they are studying, they're having a social role. They are being mothers, and they are running an entire household, which is a very difficult task. In past, it was not much of these concerns. Like, women were mostly engaged in the household stuff, like doing motherly stuff, being a perfect wife, and just that. Of course, I am not saying that that was not an important task to be done. I'm just saying that they did not look at their situation the way they're looking right in today. So even you yourself might have seen among your friends that nowadays women are doing different sort of jobs at the same time. Yet they're mothers, they're wives, and they are actually fulfilling different tasks.
Yes, in today's society, I believe there is a great pressure on women to have it all and do it all. And I think that is a disservice to women, because when they are expected to study, they're expected to continue their studies, as well as getting married, as well as having children, as well as having a career, and all of that altogether, it's just too much to handle for a woman.
Exactly.
And whether they like it or not, they have to focus their energy on one thing more than the other. So their attention will be divided among all of these things, and they might feel like they're spread thin on all of these different tasks. So I think that is a great disservice that we've done to women, making them feel pressured to do all of these things, since only being a mother takes all of your time.
Mm, yeah. So, and I always wonder, like, I'm a person who cannot do multi-tasks at the same time. Whenever I see friends at university who are married and who have children, which actually right now the number of those people has totally decreased. Like, you do not see people who are married having children at the same time studying. They are focusing on one part because that's very difficult to do multitasking. Like, as for me, personally, when I see women doing all these stuff at the same time, I, instead of them, am feeling like, oh my God, that's too much to handle. How yes. They do that?
Those who have children and continue studying, they obviously can't do it by themselves. They can't, like, what are they going to do with their baby? So what they have to do and what they usually do is...
call their mothers.
Yes, I mean, that is the ideal solution. Some of them put them in daycare at a young age. My sister's university professor, who is a woman, told her something which baffled me.
Which
she
was?
She said that she put her daughter in daycare when she was 3 months old.
Oh my goodness.
I was shocked to my core. When my daughter was 3 months old, I could not bear to leave her behind and go to a doctor's appointment for an hour
yeah.
or two.
Because, you know, mothers, and then they have a baby so recently, so it's an attachment.
Exactly. It's difficult for a mother to emotionally to leave her child at daycare at 3 months old, to be separated from her baby.
Yeah.
And she said for her other baby, she left her at daycare when she was 6 months old. How could she do this?
Now, a question. Just, I would ask you after the break. Let's go for a short break and then I would have a question from you. This question that I wanted to ask you in the previous part of today's episode, and by the way, you're listening to My Son Lady, and Sister Rehane and I were talking about the condition of women in today's world, like the difficulties that women are suffering from, and at the same time, the question that I had was the fact that you mentioned that professor who actually entrusted her child with the different places that they put their children to be taken care of. Now, do you call this ambition of women? Is that being selfish? Is that being ambitious? What sort of a thing is it? Because, you know, compared to that emotion that you have to your child, to a newborn baby, there's nothing that could justify leaving that child.
I think the main reason for that is that this woman, before having her baby, set her priorities in a way where the baby would have been an obstacle. So it was easier for her to regard that baby as an obstacle and just say, okay, in order to continue with my goals that I had since, I don't know, like years ago, I have to put this baby in another person's care so that I can fulfill this goal that I've been working towards like half of my life, maybe,
yeah.
like for 5 years, maybe, 10 years, maybe. I think the issue is that women have selected goals that are not aligned with family values. So before they even think of starting a family, they set the goal that I want to get my doctorate in this major. So that goal takes, I don't know, like
long
8 years,
years
maybe,
long
I don't know,
years.
A long time. So what do you plan on doing throughout these 8 years? Do you plan on not having children at all? Do you plan on having children and entrusting daycare, like strangers, with your baby, newborn
yeah.
baby?
Newborn, especially newborn.
Exactly. It's very jarring. And so I think that the problem, the issue is women selecting their goals without thinking about their family.
Or
the family that they haven't had.
Let me just rephrase it. Maybe they have prioritized their goals, and then in those priorities, you do not see the task of being a mother.
Yes.
And then suddenly they come up with that concept. So the thing they're going to do, obviously, is to find some other solutions for the baby that right now works as an obstacle.
Yeah, so they have their own goals that of
yeah.
Majoring in something, majoring in university.
Or let me just put it this way. See, I'm a girl as well, and I do love to finish my studies. And it's not just about finishing. I always like to stay as this student who would always learn new stuff. So this is me. And then suddenly I decide to have a family. I decide to have a child. Now, I should pick. You know, I usually say to myself, now this is my sort of thinking. I say that you have to pick one of them. It's just doing all of them at the same time is very difficult. Now that I'm bolding that, I'm focusing on that point that I personally cannot do different things at the same time. Maybe some other women can, though we talked about the issues that are going to come as well. But just as for me, I usually say that if you come to the point that you decide to create a family, you're responsible toward that family. Then you have to put many things aside for your family, for your children, because these are human beings. I mean, it's not just like you're creating a new person, you're bringing them into this world, and then you let them grow. As if it's a plant, you put it in a corner of your house, and then sometimes you water it. It's not like that. It's a child, it's a human being, it's a personality, it is a member of society. You cannot just live it in trust of anyone.
Exactly. And they have, the babies have extreme emotional needs towards their mother. The mother is all they've known from the moment they were created.
Yeah.
The mother is all they've known. And suddenly they are left in a world where there's no trace of their mother to be found. And it's frightening to a baby. Like, if you put yourself in that situation, like, it makes me emotional to think about just a helpless 3-month-old baby who knows nothing of the world but the mother's arms.
Exactly.
And it's just left alone for hours and hours. You cannot just have your goals for yourself and then think of your baby as an afterthought. No, like, you have to think about it for yourself and see which one you prioritize. If your priority is your studies, then wait after it's finished.
Exactly.
And you can have the time for your child.
Exactly.
Then have your baby. Then have your family. Unless you actually want to prioritize your family. So in that case, everything changes. Then you have a responsibility towards that child. You cannot just leave it for strangers.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Psychologically speaking, just as you mentioned, the fact that it's a baby and then it's all that he or she knows is the mother, and then that mother is taken away from them, so that's going to have a lot of impact on them. And these children are going to be part of society, and as active members of society, they're not going to be mentally prepared to share any active role.
Unfortunately, this is something that is not talked about enough. Society has projected the falseness that women can have it all and their children will be fine.
Yeah.
I remember I went somewhere at a party and a woman was asking me about my studies. I told her that I discontinued my studies because of my baby.
You quit it for the baby.
Yes. And she started saying in a condescending way, back in my day,
yeah,
we did it all. We had our guests, we took care of our household, we did our studies,
but
and we had our
you.
Children.
Good
and
for
I
you.
Went to ask her, like, where is your daughter now? Like, what kind of a person has she become? How close of a relationship do you have with each other? And, like, how could you know the impact that your absence had on that child?
Exactly.
You can never fully understand the extent of it.
And by the way, there is something that people usually take for granted. The task of being a mother is a great art. It's not like everybody could be a good mother. Like, we can see it in our circles as well. Not all the mothers are the same. Some mothers are so selfless and some other mothers are just wishing to have it all. It's all about priorities. Like, for me, and as we share the same idea, I guess, if your priority is to bring up a child, then you're responsible toward that child. I would quit everything for that child until at least an appropriate age. Until an age that I'm fully sure that, okay, they are well to be left alone for some hours. Other than that, I guess that's going to be a crime you do to a child, to leave them to other people's trust at an age that they do not know anything but you. They have no center of desire aside from you. And I say it again, psychologically speaking, there are a lot of effects coming after these stuff. Like when a child does not get enough attention or care or love from their parents from an early age, that would have a huge and detrimental effect on their personality for when they are going to share a role in society. So thank you, sister. This was all the time. I quite enjoyed it myself. I hope this is the same for all the Muslim ladies out there. So until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.